But today, there is no message or no preaching, just reflections. Today's theme is your journey, your life's journey. And especially, today's suggestion to you is to reflect upon a struggle or the struggle. The journey of Jacob, that's what we've been following. And today, his name became Israel. And actually, the office manager of our church, Dana Owens, she was saying, "What's so special about Jacob?" And I told her, "Does the name Israel familiar to you?" Said, "Yes." "He becomes Israel." I said, "Oh, yes. That's why he's so special." But today, as you read the story, Jacob sent everybody over the river. And he stays behind alone and struggles with a strange man all night. Have you ever felt that kind of feeling in your life before? Somewhat, you're all alone and you're struggling with this strange force, which is so strong that you can't really overcome. Only thing you can do is simply endure. In English translation, it says prevail. But the same Hebrew also has a meaning of overcome, but endure or be able. And I like more toward endure and be able. You are able to endure the struggle and be able to carry on. As we know, what Jacob did was struggling here. He didn't exactly overcame the other wrestler. So, it's a suggestion. But today, I want you simply to reflect upon a struggle or the struggle you have. In meditation practice, one of the most important things is to be able to see it, that, him, her, as it is. It sounds easy, but if you more think about it, it's not that easy. The moment we open our eyes, we see things around, our brain and mind is having already conditioned or prejudged or pre-programmed way of seeing things so that it knows what to pay attention, what to ignore. But in meditation process, practice, what is encouraged or the goal is to be able to see as it is. So, I want you to think about a struggle, the struggle. You know I have one too. And see it as it is. There's no judgment needed, no evaluation, no criticism. Not even try to find a solution for it. Just see as it is. That's my first reflection today. Our struggles in life could be related many different ways. But one simple way to classify or categorize them could be one that relates to what I want, and the other one may relate to what I need. They are a little different. What I want, it's not necessarily what's really needed for me. I could want to have much bigger house, or as a young man, sometimes you desire all different things, and you want to have a job that pays $1 million, want to live a big house, and want to marry a very beautiful looking lady, and travel all over the world, have all the fun. That could be all I want, in a way. What I need could relate to in a very basic principle of saying how I can survive. You know, you need certain things to be even simply alive. And then also you need certain things to live as a human. They are not exactly the same, they're a little different. And also you need a little more to live as a properly behaving human. So they are slight differences. So what I want is more related to my selfish desires. And what I need may relate to my survival and my growth as a human. And how do we distinguish that? Because often, very often, in our mind, what I want is actually perceived as what I need. And what I need is what I want. So, Swedenborg calls that a rational mind. A rational mind can see the difference. How do you cultivate a rational mind? That's where meditation comes in. If you can see it as it is, as it arises, where it comes from, where it is oriented, you may be able to see, oh, that's just what I want. And this is what I need. And they're not the same. Jacob's trouble is amazingly caused by selfish reasons. The reason that he sent everybody else and stayed behind is why? He was afraid of his brother. Why was he afraid of his brother? Well, he deceived his brother and his father to take the birthright and also firstborn blessing, which was very special. Because of that, he ran away. And he had to work 14 years to have two wives and 7 more years to get something that belongs to him. So he worked 21 years for his uncle Laban. Now he has 4 wives and 11 sons and a daughter. He has lots of flocks he owns. Now he wants to come back home. But he's so afraid of his brother. So he's sending everybody before him and he stays behind. Well, and then he struggles. Interesting thing is, sometimes we can see clearly the difference between what I want and what I need. Sometimes so clear that it feels like this is the way God wants me to do. And this is not. And sometimes everything is so messed up. It's all struggle. And then you have to like, have you ever tried to somehow untie these strings that are so tied together? Like when Joanne plays about 3 different strings and she plays about a couple of hours, and suddenly bring it to me saying, Daddy, please. And like I look at it, wow. And it takes about 2-3 hours for me to untie. It's easier to cut them, but she doesn't like it. I spent about 3 hours and untie it and give it to her, then you know what she does with it? She put it aside. Okay, I'm done with it. Sometimes that's like our life, you know. It's a process, it's about we just connect and do things in the right way. It's not about the result, and the result make a big, huge difference. It's about the process and acknowledging and accepting and doing the things that's necessary at the moment. Because that's what Jesus is saying, you know, people are asking, where's your father? And Jesus' answer simply was actually, well, you know neither. You don't know my father, you don't know me either. But he's standing right in front of them. Our mind, I was sharing that this morning at the Heaven and Hell reading class, is somehow, in my perception, kind of designed, made by God in a way that it will create a reality for you, one way or another. And for you, that reality is so real that that's your world. And anything that is not aligned with that world, you may not like it. And when you have to expand that world, it causes a deep pain. Because expanding takes breaking, and breaking is painful. But when we see the reality as it is, God presents it to us. And what you find in that reality is so humbling and so insecure and so vulnerable, because you know that you're not in charge and you can't control anything in that true reality. You're just a tiny part of it. And it's so kind of threatening, you just want to just run back to my own world that I created. You know what the funny thing is, though? If you tasted that reality when you come back, it's not as comfortable as before. So you lose kind of comfort in both ways. That's what's called spiritual journey. Is actually hard. But is it just hard? No. You see things in a truer way. So that's my suggestion, second suggestion to you. Look at your struggle once more and try to see as it is. Try to see what's underneath of its surface. This time, we'd like to invite all of you to join in what's called insight meditation. You just need to do three simple things. One, close your eyes. Two, visualize a wall or a screen. And three, put a question on it. And to really make it clear, four, to watch and observe. So, question to you is, what do I really need? Now, what you need to be careful is that, one, don't create an answer to the question. Two, don't agree or disagree on any thought, opinion that pops in your mind. See, again, the rule is, you close your eyes, visualize the wall, put the question on it, and just watch what happens, what you see. You see nothing, that's okay too. So, simply just observe and watch. Okay? And I'm going to give you about 4 minutes, and I'll be sounding the gong about every 30 seconds. Okay. So let us close our eyes and begin with the gong. That was about 4 minutes. Insight meditation is developed and designed to, in an ultimate way, to see what I am struggling with and why, and eventually to see the solution to it. But it is warned not to create any answers and criticisms to the initial thought, because we need to go through the process of filtering everything out until we can see it as it is. Then we may be able to find actually what it is. And sometimes when you see what it really is, sometimes the problem just goes away, or struggle just disappears. So those are inner struggles. There are other struggles too. So it is suggested actually to do it longer than 4 minutes, of course, and suggested to do it in a very quiet place, called insight meditation. So at this moment, actually, it's strange, but any questions? With that one. No? Okay. So, you may ask, spiritual journey is so hard, spiritual cultivation is so challenging, and so quite painful, there's a lot of confusion. Why should I do it? Why to bother? I believe I have read occasions of ancient Zen students and Taoistic students asking such a question to the master. And usually masters, you know what their answers were? They just look at them and smile. They don't say anything. The reason is, somehow, either you're religious or not, it actually doesn't really matter. Somehow, human beings, being a human, somehow there's a condition that you are striving for something that is much deeper, much subtle, and permanent. While being engaged fully in the world that is very sensual and ever-changing and ever-confusing. So, this engagement, meditation, what does it help? In my personal experience, that's why today I was emphasizing on the one word, endure, prevail. It kind of makes the burden lighter each time. So it's more and more bearable. The burden itself doesn't get lighter. Like life's burden, I think it gets heavier. But somehow my mind can bear it a little better each time. And the reason I became a minister, and I'm actually, is that God, the power of God with intention and my willingness to accept, there's a huge strength sometimes lifting everything up and feel like I'm floating. It doesn't happen every day, of course, but sometimes it happens and I simply love it. And that's why I believe in God, not just staying in a Taoist. I told you I'm a Buddhist, Taoist, Swedenborgian, but I can't just be Buddhist, Taoist, But Swedenborgian means Christian in a way, and believing in the Creator. So it's my sharing. So what is your experience? So this is my third suggestion. What's real to you? What's your experience? What's your engagement? What are you asking to God? What is it that you really need from your Creator? Really need? And are you actually asking that? So that's my third reflection today. And I'd like to invite you into the last practice. Is I put it as a silent meditation, and kind of putting the silent meditation all together is a little unrealistic. So I'll give you one leverage. So today, silent meditation, you close your eyes and just focus on your breathing. Don't need to do anything else. Just feel your breathing coming in, going out. Just be with your breathing. You don't need to count. You don't need to have any deeper. You know, just feel that. Okay? And with that, I'll give you 4 minutes. And we'll begin with the gong and end with the gong. That end our practice today. Any questions? The Lord, the Creator, the Life, the Love, bless you and keep you. Fill your heart with goodness and your mind with thoughtful wisdom, and your body with loving actions, from now on, forevermore. Amen.